Hello.
Hi, this is Courtney on a recorded line. I'm calling in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit that you inquired about.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit today?
Did I want to do what?
Do you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay, and you did not have an attorney at this time?
Did I have what?
Do you have an attorney at this time?
No, I don't have an attorney.
Okay, and you were diagnosed
Y'all just
with.
supposed to ask me questions about the situation.
Okay, were you diagnosed with the meningioma tumor?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you are willing to firm under penalty you haven't sought legal representation or signed any documents with any other law firm, correct?
So, do I need to send y'all information or what?
No, no,
What
no.
do I need to
No, I'm.
do?
So I'm just going to ask you a couple questions and get you through the intake, and then that'll get you connected to the attorney. You don't have to send me anything, okay? Ma'am, you were diagnosed with the meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least a minimum of a year, correct?
Yes, I was taking a Depo Bevera for at least about 3, 4 years.
Okay, when were you diagnosed with the meningioma tumor?
2004, I want to
Okay.
say.
Do you know
2004.
approximately the time of year it was?
I just said it, 2004.
I'm saying, like, was it like January? What month was it in 2004?
I want to say probably by January.
January 1st, 2004.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you are filing the claim on behalf of yourself, and you are a
I
citizen.
got papers. I got documents. I
Okay.
got all of that. I got all of that. Right now, I'm sitting here with a tube in my head because I didn't hear about 8 brain surgeries.
Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry to hear that. Are you okay?
Moved by 8 brain surgeries because I had a tumor on the brain and I had a tumor in my spine.
Oh my goodness. Are you
Yes, ma'am.
doing okay today though? A little bit better?
I mean, it's a lot better than what it was, but
Yeah.
I've been paralyzed twice because of the surgeries I went through.
Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Twice paralyzed on my left side. Yes, I was. And I got a tube in my head right now.
Okay, are you a citizen and a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
What is your date of birth, ma'am?
3/26/73.
Okay. So March 26, 1973.
Yes, ma'am.
Did
And
you
I
know?
had all my surgeries done in St. Louis, Missouri,
Okay.
at Bronx Jewish Hospital.
Okay. Do you know anybody else that was taking Depo-Provera that also had the meningioma tumor that needed help filing a claim?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Only for myself.
Okay. And then were you only using the brand injectable Depo-Provera?
Injectable, yeah, either it was in my buttocks or either it was in my forearm, my left forearm. I
Okay.
got in my left arm, or either it was in my left buttocks
Okay,
when I had got the injection.
and you never switched to the generic brand for a minimum of 1 year. You only use the Depo-Provera brand name.
Only use the Depo-Provera.
Okay, and you did use the Depo-Provera for at least a minimum of a year, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Over 3, 4 years.
Okay, and then you can confirm that you did 4 injections prior to your diagnosis, correct?
And the Depo-Provera, when I got there, it was only for like, you get a shot like every
three months.
Yeah, every 3 months.
Okay.
Yeah, every
then,
3 months, no more than four.
Did you use Depo-Provera between the years of January 1992 to present date?
Yes, ma'am.
When did you start using Depo-Provera?
I want to say 1992.
Okay.
I'm going to say 1991, 92, somewhere in that area.
When in 92 did you start using it? Like the beginning of the year, end of the year?
The beginning of the year.
In January or February? Which month?
I would say probably about February, March, somewhere in there. Yeah, somewhere in there.
February what? Like, I have to put a date. Unfortunately, I'm sorry. I have to get a... So, February what? 1992.
Ooh, probably in... Oh, my goodness.
I know. It's a long time ago.
I can't remember that back because it's a lot that I don't remember because it's a lot of stuff that I don't remember.
Miss Williams, it's to the best of your knowledge.
Logical problems that I got, you know what I'm saying? I don't remember a lot because of the neurological damage that I went through.
Yeah. Would you say it was the beginning of the month or what date would you like me to put?
I could say, like, probably in mid.
Like the 20th? 25th?
Probably a little bit more before that.
Like, what would you say, the 15th or something, or 10th?
So
February 15th, 1992, is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am.
When did you stop using the Depo-Provera? What? I need a day, month. I need a month, date, and year.
I stopped using the Depo-Provera probably in the year of probably 94.
Okay.
I want to say about 1994.
Okay.
Because we started having seizures and everything, and
okay, and to the best of your knowledge, do you know what date that would be, like the month and date?
No, I can't remember back that far.
Was it the beginning of the year, the end of the year?
Probably about the middle part.
Like June, like May, June.
More like March, April, somewhere in that point.
So what date would you like me to put? March or April?
Probably about March.
Okay, March. March 1st,
yeah.
Or March?
Around about March 14th, I want to say.
March 14th, 1994 is when you stopped using it.
Yeah.
Okay, and then can you continue?
But all my records is from my doctors. I use Rural Health Care Clinic that I used.
Yeah.
Out of Anna, Illinois. And then, you know what I'm saying, that's where everything left right there is like Rural Health.
Okay, well, once you talk to the attorneys, they can go over all that. Can you confirm your gender for me?
My gender is female.
Okay, and what's your marital status at this time? Are you single, married, divorced, or widowed?
I'm single.
Okay, and then I have your first name is Tanisha. It's T-A-S-H-E-A-N.
It's Tashiana.
Tashiana, okay. T-A-S-H-E-A-N-A. Williams?
Yes.
W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, correct?
Yes, correct.
Miss Williams, do you have a suffix in your name?
No, I do not.
Okay, can you confirm your social for me, ma'am?
330-628-945.
The last four, sorry.
8945.
Okay. So it was 330-628-945.
It was during the time of 2004 through 2000 and I'm going to say 2007.
Okay. And then I have your primary phone number as 618-559-6679 as your cell phone, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
What's the best time of day for the attorneys to call you?
Anytime.
Okay. And then what's your current mailing address?
710 North 23rd Street, Murfreesboro, Illinois, 62966.
What is it called?
Murfreesboro, Illinois, 62966.
How do you spell that? I got it. 62966. Is that a house or is there a unit number or anything?
This is a house.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. I have 710 North 23rd Street, Murfreesboro, Jackson County, Illinois, 62966.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you have any prior cancer diagnoses? No?
No.
Okay. Who's your diagnosing doctor? You know your doctor's name?
Dr. Michael Chacoin out of St. Louis, Missouri. That's why I had all my surgeries, all my brain surgeries, I had them in St. Louis, Missouri, Dr. Chacoin.
Okay. He's your urologist?
Dr. Michael Chacoin.
Okay. And he's your urologist?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hold on 1 second, okay? Give me 1 moment. Are you in the hospital right now?
No, I'm not.
You're at home?
Yes, I am.
All right. Dr. Michael Chacoin. All right. Hold on 1 second. And... Give me 1 second. So why do you have to have, just out of curiosity, why do they have that in your, why do you have to have the tube in your head right now?
Just to relieve the fluid off my brain.
Okay. Is it painful?
And back in 2000, I want to say 2000, and it was back in the 2000.
Yeah.
When I developed the brain tumor and everything, they sent me to different doctors, like in Belleville, Illinois, and sent me to different doctors. To the point to where my brain started swelling, and they didn't have a choice to do the surgery.
Yeah.
And I ended up in St. Louis at, the hospital, they couldn't put it off no more. Doctors would want to do the surgery because they said it was like, you know, it was iffy, and, you know, they didn't think that, you know, they didn't want to do the surgery because it was iffy. But when my brain started surgery, didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
So I ended up in St. Louis, Missouri, and I had to have a surgery done.
What was the hospital that you had to have it done at?
Burns Jewish.
Burns Jewish.
Hospital in St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay.
Oh, well, I got records.
I believe you.
I got all of it.
So you had it in New Jersey was where you had to go and have the treatment done?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
All right, hold on 1 second. And this was in. Okay. It's in Missouri, 1 part Jewish Plaza.
I have all copies right here with me today. I have all the copies.
Yeah.
I mean, all my medical records from Burns Jewish, everything they had to do. Everything. I have all the papers right here with me today.
Good, good. Okay. So, and then, facility. Hold on 1 second. And then who was the prescribing doctor? Who were you getting the shots from? Do you remember that doctor's name?
No, ma'am. And that's the only thing I can tell you.
Okay. So you
can only say that.
Where was that?
That I could think of that I got them shots from was a name of Dr. Reach.
Okay, and where was that located at? Like, where would you see him at?
Anna, Illinois.
And where?
Anna.
Illinois.
Anna, Illinois.
Okay. Oh, Brian Reach?
Dr. Yep.
Brian Reach? Okay.
Brian Reach.
I found him.
Brian Reach.
Okay. Okay, hold on 1 second. And he's with. Just give me 1 moment, okay? What's the name of the pharmacy that you use?
At that time?
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what pharmacy I used at that time.
Like a CVS? Was it like a...
It was like a regular pharmacy. It wasn't in Pacific. And still, I can't remember what healthcare I was under at that time. All I know that I was under healthcare and Medicare and Medicaid.
Okay, what is the pharmacy that you use now?
Right now, I'm using like they send all my medications at a local Walmart right now.
Where's that? Look, where's that at? Is it by your house?
Yes, it's in Murfreesboro, Illinois.
Okay.
All my medication.
Okay. Well, I have to say you're in good spirit for everything that you've gone through.
No, I'm not in good spirits because,
see,
it's like, you know, through the years I've been going through certain health issues and, you know, And I've been dealing with it the best that I can. And the health care that I'm going through right now is Aetna right now.
Yeah.
And they can only supply me with so much Medicare, Medicaid, and the medicines that I need right now.
Yeah. Did you have any other doctors that you would want to put on file that you use, or?
SIU Health Medicine that I use right now.
What about any other doctors' names? Do you want me to put any other doctors' names on the file?
No, none that I can think of right now.
Okay. And then they do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you, ma'am. This is just so that we can ensure that we can continue the case for you and your loved ones. Typically, they're only going to reach out to that emergency contact number if you become unresponsive for an extended period of time. Was there somebody that you could put, that someone that lives with you, someone that doesn't?
I live alone right now.
Okay. Do you have anybody that helps you, any family or anybody that you'd want to put?
Well, I'm up under right now. I'm up under, I have a health caregiver that comes in on a daily basis. I'm on a program right now.
With Medicaid that comes and helps you. Do you want to give him their phone number?
Hold on.
Okay.
I'm going to try to pull that up. The only person that can verify what I'm saying is right now is the only person that comes in and takes care of me. They help me with daily duties every day. I'm on a program right now through Doors. I'm a Doors client, Department of Rehabilitation.
Mm-hmm.
We have a person that comes in that helps me on a daily basis. And, you know, they help me deal with.
Yeah, daily needs. Yeah, your daily needs, yeah.
Yeah. The only person that I can give you right now. Is my caregiver's number.
Yeah, what's her number?
Hold on. My health care number is it's 618-534-6824.
Perfect. Okay. And then I'll just put caregiver, okay?
Yes, she's my caregiver through Doors. I'm a Doors client, and she comes in every day to help me with my daily tasks that I can't handle myself.
Okay. So just to confirm, I'm going to go ahead and review everything before I send you the documents for you to review and sign before we submit it. So just to verify, Mrs. Williams, you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with the meningioma tumor after using Depo-Provera for at least a minimum of 1 year, which is a total of 4 injections. And that diagnosis date was 1/1/2004. Correct?
Correct.
Okay, and you are a citizen.
This is the thing. They're trying to tell me that I was born with this condition. I have a condition that's called Arnold-Chiari brain malformation.
Okay. Well, the attorneys will talk to you about that once they speak with you. Just to verify, your date of birth was 3/26/1973. And you did use a brand injectable of Depo-Provera for at least a year. You did never switch to generic. You used it from present date of 92 to present date, 2/15/1992 to 3/14/1994. Does that sound correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then I have your social as 330-628-9945.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And... it looks like we have everything right. on the file. Was there anything else that you wanted me to add before I go ahead and submit it to you?
The only thing I could say that what I didn't like about the whole process, after all that, I done had a total of 8 brain surgeries. And
yeah,
I was paralyzed twice.
I put that on the file.
After each surgery, my whole left side was like gone.
Yeah, you said you were paralyzed twice?
I was in a wheelchair for a while.
Yeah.
I couldn't get up and do nothing for myself. You know, it just, I had to have, and that years ago, I had to, it was a company that came in of nurses. I want to say VMP, if I can understand and remember, I had nurses coming in trying to, you know, do the rehab thing to get me back up on my feet.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to send you a document for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. I don't know if you have me on speakerphone, but I can walk you through it. Have you ever used a DocuSign agreement before?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so it's pretty self-explanatory, okay, but I can walk you through it. So I sent you a text message. Can you open your text messages?
I'm going to it now.
Yeah. I'm very sorry for everything you've been through. That's a lot.
Pardon me. Courtney K.
Yeah, Courtney K at Mastertort Strategies. Yes, that's what you're going to click on.
Okay.
It's going to ask you to review and sign. You're going to press agree to review and sign the documents that I just sent you.
And I've been on disability ever since 2004, and it's like 2024 now, and
yeah.
I've been dealing with this condition for years.
Yeah, you deserve some compensation, so that's what we're here for. Okay, we're here to help you get the compensation that you deserve. Okay, so go ahead and review and sign the documents. What does it say on the document? I'm going to walk you through it. It's going to ask you to press adopt and sign a signature with your finger. You're going to have to draw it with your finger and press accept and then press start. You're going to want to tap all the little yellow fields or boxes that say to sign. And then you're going to come to a finish button and press finish.
Remember, I didn't reach back out to you all because I didn't know if this was legit or not.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
I didn't reach back out.
Well, you have a lot going on, so that's why we're here for you today. Don't worry about that. We're here to take care of you guys. And you know, and then just again, so that you know, in peace of mind, this is at no cost to you. So if you don't, you do not receive a settlement, you don't have to pay anything. So don't think that you're going to get a bill or something like that. The attorneys will go after the manufacturers. That's who need to be held responsible for providing the drug that caused this trauma to you. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see what's going on here. No, did you send it straight to my phone?
Yeah, the text message that you said. Yeah, it says
https://h.
Yeah, so what does it say?
https.
Yep, click on it. It's good. Click on it. Press accept or press yes. It's going to bring you to a new page and where it's going to ask you to adopt and sign a signature.
To the website.
Yeah, it's bringing you to a new web page. And then what does it say?
See your name, Courtney K.
Uh-huh.
It's not letting me. Hold on. Left toward civil action and moving.
Does it say accept or start? What does it say?
No, it don't. I'm just on this. See what it says.
What does it say?
I'm trying to click on what's here. It says, please sign in.
Yes, yeah. So please sign. You're going to use your finger and press accept.
If it'll let me, I'm just. I'm trying to see. Because I didn't set up anything for this.
You may have to use your finger to adopt and sign a signature and press accept.
It's not letting me sign in. That's weird. Okay. Continue. Okay. I see a whole bunch of things saying something.
I know, but what does it say now?
And it says, let me see if I can bring it up.
Stay on that page. It says, press accept. Just listen to me. Press accept.
Okay.
And now, then give it a second. And now what does it say? Does it say start? Or is there a button where it wants you to tap the little yellow box?
It says, draw your signature.
Okay, so take your finger and draw your signature and press accept. Like, use your pinky.
Hold on, I'm trying to do it right now. Okay, did that.
Okay, and then do you see the little yellow boxes where it's telling you to tap your finger to adopt the signature? Once you tap the little boxes, your signature will appear, and then you got to press finish.
It says sign here.
So tap it with your finger.
So is this authorization that you can get all my documents from my doctors? Okay, I see client signature. Am I supposed to sign there? Go up, signature, client signature. Let me do it. Okay, it's already there. Okay. Go down. And it says, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, just put the top where the little yellow boxes are. Once you press finish, it's going to send you a PDF file to your email, so you'll have copies of everything that we talked about, okay?
Okay.
I know it's a lot of paperwork to go through and process right now.
It's highlighted in yellow.
Yeah. The highlighted little yellow boxes is where you tap for your signature. And then do you see the finish?
Upon my social security number, it says information to be released from date to date. Do I have to fill that out?
Nope. Just tap the yellow boxes and then press finish. Do you see the finish button?
Hold on. Okay. I see signature. Entire medical records. History and physical exam, laboratory,
just
reports and all that.
Just click it.
It's not highlighted though.
It's okay. Just if it's not highlighted, don't click it. Just do you see the finish button?
Go down. Let me see. Check. I understand. Yes. Okay. And it says signature.
Okay, click it where it says signature. And then do you see a finish button?
It's not anything. I need to. Stop doing a record contains information. Mind issues. Okay, and I'm going to go down here. Except, right, then patient, and I'll go to sign my name, right. So they're telling me that what I developed, it was due to I was born with it, this, that, and woo, woo, woo. I'm trying to put my signature in here. Something I may not have. Go down. Okay. No yellow line right there. Go down to here. Signature. I on here. Okay. I'm trying to sign in. It's not letting me. But.
Do you see the finish button?
I'm trying to get to it. I think I already found it already.
Okay, so scroll down and see the finish button. Press the finish button.
It says required dental care.
No, just press the finish button.
I'm here, legal representative. Signature of patient or legal representative?
Don't worry about that, ma'am. Just go to the finish button. That's all you have to do is press the finish button.
I don't see it. Okay. It says finish. Okay. Push it.
Okay, did you press finish?
Yes.
All right, let's see. What does it say? Because you didn't press finish.
It says signature patient or guardian of patient.
Okay, so you missed a field. So wherever it scrolled you back up to, there's a yellow box. You got to click it and then go back and press finish again.
Signature. Alcohol, check yes. No. There is no alcohol and abuse.
Yeah, I understand that. You just ignore that. That's just part of the form. Just ignore that part and then go back down to the bottom and press, once you put the signature in that you missed, press finish.
Do I gotta sign it?
Yep. Wherever the yellow box is that you finished, that you missed, you gotta press on that box and then go back to the finish box.
And that's what I'm trying to do, but it won't let me sign it. Hold on. Did I? Okay. Yep. Hey, this thing. The box, date, time, initial. Now let me put my initials in there.
Did you adopt and sign the signature at the beginning and press accept?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, and then when you tap the fields, does the signature show up?
Yeah, I see the signature. But I'm down here at the end that says initial. Date sign ain't no yellow thing on it, but it's got a yellow thing on the bottom that says initials.
So tap that and then press finish.
It's not letting me do it. I'm on phone.
Do you have someone there that can help you?
No, ma'am. I don't. Hold on. Okay.
You're missing one of the boxes.
I got two. I'm going back down. Trying to make sure I didn't miss a box. It says, I understand that if my medical or billing record contains information in reference to...
Just go to the top of the page and go slowly and see what yellow box you didn't tap, and then go to finish. Don't worry about what the document says. Just see where the yellow boxes are that you didn't tap, and then go to finish.
Okay, there. I'm going to go down. I think I don't find all the boxes. I'm going to go back up to make sure that I didn't find everything. My initials.
Go to the bottom and try to press finish again. When you press finish, what happens?
It's not doing anything. Hold on. Go up to the other one. Got my initial. I got my name on it. Please check type of information to be.
What does it say?
Please check type of information to be released. But
press accept. Press accept. Press yes. Now what does it say?
It's not letting me do
it. Okay, ma'am. Let's start over. Will you just listen to me really quick? Follow my instructions.
I'm going all the way to the top, ma'am. I'm going all the way to the top.
What does the top of the page say?
Top of the page says that Tashiana Williams here and out there. The client hereby consider appoint employee below.
Okay. Did you press accept, start, and then you adopt and sign your signature, correct?
I'm going down and making sure that I accept it. I'm on a cell phone, ma'am. I'm not on a computer.
I understand that. But there's only like a couple fields that you have to tap and then you press finish. So I'm just wondering what you're missing that's causing it to do that.
My signature accepted by, I got my name right there. Mm-hmm. Going down. Release of medical records. Okay, get my name, all of that. Maybe it's going on because, see, I just moved here when I met. But it's got my new address up under here.
It doesn't matter about that, ma'am. It's just the way you're filling the form out. All you need to do is press the yellow buttons to adopt and sign the signature. And then when you get to finish, press finish. If you miss one of the fields, it'll draw you right back to the page where you did not sign. It'll ask you to tap that field, and then you go back down to the bottom and press finish.
Okay. So I went back down to where it says time limited to revoke authorization, accept rule, then redisclosure, signature of patient or personal representative who made disclosure, and then in this get signature, and it's in yellow, is highlighted, and I'm trying to click on it to put my signature on it. Okay, signature on that. I'm going down. It says, seeing that you're a patient or guardian, if patient is a minor, signature must be inside the box. Okay. My signature is in the box. I'm going down, and it says, initials. Date signed it, initials. And it's not letting me put my initials in the box. It's not letting me put my initials in the box. It's not allowing me to put the initials in the box. I keep clicking on it, and I have the internet, and I know it's up and running, so I don't know why it's not letting me put my initials in a box.
Listening? Can you listen really quick? Ma'am,
excuse
I'm gonna reset. I'm gonna resend it to you, okay?
Yes, please.
Okay, so get out of that and go back to your text messages. I resent it. Go back to your text messages and open the new link that I just sent you.
Okay. Okay. VIA.
Yep. Press accept. Review documents. Accept. I agree. What does it say?
Review documents.
Okay, press review documents.
It might be running a little slow. Okay, popped up. Okay.
Now what does it say?
It says continue.
Press continue.
Please review and act on the documents.
Press continue.
Please sign in. That's what it says.
Okay. So there's a box for you to sign your name.
Hold on. It's running a little slow. I'm sorry. It's running a little slow, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
No, I'm running a little. Okay, please sign in. Okay. Okay. For some reason, it's not letting me.
Do you think you could do it if I hung up the phone and I gave you a call back?
It probably will.
Okay, why don't I do this? I'm going to call you from a 949 number. I'll call you in about 10 minutes.
Not for mine.
Yeah, I'm going to send you my direct phone number, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to call you back from a 949 phone number in about 10 minutes to see if you can do it. And then if not, I can walk you through it again, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.